We are in Simin Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Tzitzis. We'll be completing that Simin. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet, as well as Simin Chaf Beis in its entirety, just one Sif. So we begin. Sif Gimel. Mutter Likanes B'Tzitzis Leveis Akisei. One is allowed to walk into the washroom wearing his Tzitzis. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that the Talis Gadol that we wear, which we do not wear all day, we only wear it for davening, it is not considered right to wear that when you walk into a washroom. Similarly, one does not wear a kittel on Yomim Noroim into a washroom, since these are clothing that we only wear when we're davening. And as a result of it, you don't walk into a washroom with that. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that there is no iser in urinating wearing a kittel or a talis gadol. The assumption is that he's not talking about walking into a beis hakiseh for that, because he already told us that you don't walk into a beis hakiseh wearing a talis or a kittel. Says the Ramah, v'chol shkein lishkav behem, that you're allowed to wear tzitzis even in the washroom, certainly you're allowed to sleep in them. Some have the minhag, the Ramah says, not to lie on a talis that has tzitzis, not to sleep wearing a talis that has tzitzis, as well as not to give it to a non-Jewish, say dry cleaner or someone to wash the tzitzis. You don't give it to a non-Jewish laundryman without taking the tzitzis out first. The Ramah adds, ach nogim lahaka lishka behem. The minhag is to be lenient and actually sleep wearing a talis or tzitzis. And the Mishneh Berurah says, well, if that's the case, the same would go for giving it to a non-Jewish laundry. Siv Dalet, yesh li zar kashadam lovesh talish la yigro tzitzio sav. You should not have your tzitzis rolling along the floor. You don't schlep your tzitzis on the floor. Two reasons. One is bizui mitzvah. The other reason is because they may end up getting pusle. You want to make sure that your tzitzis remain whole. That was Simin Chaf Aleph, which brings us to Simin Chaf Beis. Kana talis v'asa bo tzitzis mevorech she'echiyanu. The Mechaber says that if you buy a talis and put tzitzis in them, you make a she'echiyanu. Delo gara mikelim chadashim. This is no different than other new clothing where we make a she'echiyanu on them. Which means the she'echiyanu is for the talis, meaning the beged. The she'echiyanu is for the actual talis itself and not for the tzitzis you're putting on it. Now, why do you say the bracha when you put the tzitzis on it? Generally speaking, the Mishneh Berurah mentions, the time to say a Shechiyanu when you buy new clothing is either at the time you acquire the clothing, when you actually buy them, you lift them, they become yours, or in the case where the clothing are not yet wearable, they need alterations, there you wait until you actually put them on. Which means that there are two opportunities for putting on, for making the Shechiyanu when you wear new clothing. It's either when you buy the new clothing or when you wear the new clothing. When you buy it, if it's ready, and if it wasn't ready, then when you actually wear them. Here in tzitzis, we're finding a third alternative. And that is when you put the tzitzis on. You haven't, meaning when you actually tie the tzitzis on it. Also behem tzitzis. It's not at the time of the purchase of the beged, because it needs alteration, it needs tzitzis. Yet it's not at the time you're wearing it, it's the time that you're putting the tzitzis in. So that is because in all other begadim, there is no clear point where we would say that you make the bracha when you had alterations. Meaning, there's no mitzvah of doing alterations on your new clothing. So it's either at the time you buy it, it's clear-cut, you've just acquired it, or when you wear it, that's a clear-cut time. Everything in between is not something that would clearly be able to be identified. In the case of putting tzitzis on your talis, that is a milestone. So there we say you have made your tzitzis usable. There's a mitzvah for you to do that and tie the tzitzis on. You've made your tzitzis usable. That will be the point where you should make a Shechiyanu on your tzitzis. Now, this is only because the tzitzis is a beged. We're talking about a beged, it's new clothing. It would seem that we're talking about a talis gadol, which is a chash of beged. Now, in the case of buying a new pair of tefillin, so there, the tefillin are only a mitzvah. You're not talking about wearing a beged. This is not called nokelim kadashim. It's just that you're doing a new mitzvah. So we do not make a bracha on that. We do not make a bracha on something that is only mitzvah. Something that is not a kli chadash, that is not an object that I'm using, aside from the fact that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah with it, we do not say a Shechiyanu on that. So that even if you buy a new expensive pair of tefillin, you do not say a shechianu on that. You would say a shechianu on a new talis. Now there are some who say that if you've actually you've tied your own tefillin, that that requires a shechianu because you've created tefillin. Furthermore, for someone putting on tefillin for the first time, there are those who say to say a shechianu. In such cases, the Mishnah Berurah advises that you find something else to say a shechianu on and cover it. But otherwise, we say a shechianu on a new talis. We do not say a shechianu on a new pair of tefillin. Now, when they ask, there are many mitzvahs that we say a shechianu on. Which mitzvahs do we and which mitzvahs don't? The halacha is that a mitzvah that is periodical, a mitzvah that does not appear regularly, it comes mizman lezman. Such a mitzvah requires a shechianu. So, for example, tkiyah shofar, sukkah, arba minim, these are things. These are things that require a shechianu. Not so when you're dealing with the mitzvah of tzitzis or tefillin. They are not periodical mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs that we're really chayev in all the time. One last thing: when someone actually puts on his the Ramah says in lo birach b'shas astia, if you did not make a bracha before, then you should make the bracha b'shas itu frishin when you put it on for the first time. So when you actually put it on, you would say a shechianu then, if you haven't said a shechianu before then. Mishnah Berurah says to say the lehisatev batzitzis first, and the shechianu right after that. So you say lehisatev, and then the shechianu. The mashmas of the Ramah is that you can only say the shechianu actually the first time you put it on. So say you've worn it once, and remember you haven't made a shechianu. It would sound from the Ramah that you could not make a shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah is makel, he is lenient, that if you didn't make it the first time, you could still make it the second time. In other words, so long as you're still dealing with something that is rather new, you can say a shechianu if you missed it at the time that you were supposed to say the shechianu.